You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Corey Myers filling in for Brian Shackman this morning. Happy Monday, if you feel that way about Mondays. I am very excited about this time of the year. I love Halloween, and I love Halloween for scary Halloween. I do not love Halloween for sexy Halloween. I abhor sexy Halloween. Can't stand it. Cannot stand it. All right? So I love living in Connecticut at Halloween. Because let's face it, this state, we're the OG, man. One of the original 13, right? So there's a lot of history here. A lot. One of the places I have yet to visit, and I've heard so many great things about, so many spooky things about, is the Old Newgate Prison in East Granby. And I think that I didn't even know there was a copper mine there at one time. Now, I don't know if you know this, but the prison was the first state prison in the U.S. So it's got some history. And so if you want to do some reading online, that's fine. Or you can listen to Morgan Bengel, who joins us now from Old Newgate Prison. Good morning. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Corey, I appreciate it.
Very excited. Now, this, structure, I guess we can call it, this area wasn't always open to the public until fairly recently, right?
Well, it's been a tourist attraction since the 1800s, actually, but we and the state took over in 1969. But there was a big restoration from 2008 to 18. So that was a long hiatus for the site. So we reopened in 2018 and we opened seasonally.
Okay, so people can get tours. Are they guided tours or they just walk through the prison themselves?
Yeah, a little bit different operation this time of year. So normally May through September, we operate every day of the week except Tuesday and Wednesday. And we give guided tours of the copper mine, which is actually where the incarcerated men were housed down below ground. So we offer guided tours and then everything above ground in our prison yard is self-guided.
Wait
for the
minute.
Month of October. Yep.
They put people in prison underground in the mine?
Yes, exactly. So it started as simply a colonial copper mine. And when they abandoned it in the late 1700s, they decided to turn it into a prison. And with that infrastructure in place, they used the abandoned copper mine as the prison itself.
Wow. What would they put, like a gate on each end and like just they walked around? Like how does that work?
Yeah, it was a real trial and error. It is the first state prison, so there's a lot of trial and tribulations. They thought the mine would be sufficient security. The first man escaped within 18 days simply because somebody came and let down a rope from one of the shafts. They then barricaded that shaft. They eventually built a guardhouse over the other shaft so that the escaping men would end up in the guardhouse. They built a wall 20 years later. It's quite tumultuous.
Wow. And so I'm going to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anything that you've questioned?
Oh, that is. We get that question a lot. We really don't. We really, as a site, don't lean into that as terms of our interpretation. We obviously welcome our guests to come, let us know if they see or experience anything. But unfortunately, it's not to our mission. And we really don't have a lot of even internal stories that we share. The site is eerie enough and speaks for itself.
Okay, Morgan, that's not a no. So
I love it.
I am going to take that as a yes, but we don't talk about it. Okay. So I guess my other question is, because prisoners were housed in the copper mine, which I just did not realize, I always thought it was a prison with cells and bars.
Right.
Are there still bodies? Bodies that, down there?
In the mine. We have one story of two gentlemen, Crawford and Humphreys, that were attempting to escape and dig from the bottom up. And so it came down on them. There was a reward notice that went out saying they might have escaped, but they might also still be here. So that's the only story we have related to that. Otherwise, there were a handful of deaths through the years. Families collected bodies, and some were buried in a private cemetery about a mile and a half from our site.
Even some famous people were, I want to say, housed there, but held prisoner there, correct?
Famous, not. There's rumor that Ben Franklin's son was there, which wasn't the case. Some of the incarcerated people, a man named Prince Mortimer and Thurza Mansfield, they gained notoriety and have kind of reached into a legend state within the site, but nobody that the general public would really recognize.
Oh, that, see, now what did Ben Franklin's son allegedly do?
He was incarcerated for being a Tory.
Oh.
But not at Newgate. But Newgate was a prison during the American Revolution. George Washington sent court-martialed men there, and we served as a loyalist prison during the Revolution. So we're excited for next year, America 250, and we'll be really leaning into that history.
Oh, my God, that's exciting. Okay, where do people go? Do they have to book a tour or buy a ticket online and then go? How does it work?
Yeah, so we actually only have one more weekend open for the month of October. We filled a copper mine with 400 jack-o'-lanterns. That is our fundraiser event for the month of October. So we have one more weekend left of that. I believe Saturday is sold out, but Friday and Sunday might still have spots available. And they can find us on our website or at Old Newgate. And then those tickets are through Eventbrite.
That is so exciting. Old Newgate Prison and Copper Mine in East Granby. I don't care what you say, Morgan Bengel, from the prison. It is haunted. There's haunted stuff there, and it is one of the amazing attractions in the state of Connecticut. Thank you for coming on and telling us all about it.
Appreciate it.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.